From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. In a major decision addressing the scope of Missouri Sunshine Law, the Missouri Court of Appeals yesterday ruled that Raytown City Clerk purposely violated the law when she refused a request for public records related to a fatal traffic accident. Dan Margulies reports.
The case clarifies when public officials can deny a request for public records based on the Sunshine Law's exception for records related to litigation. Attorney Chris Dandoran represented the plaintiff, Paula Weirich.
It really does provide some clarity and some guidance for government entities facing these Sunshine requests.
The court upheld a lower court decision finding Raytown's clerk, Teresa Henry, had violated the law and ordering her to pay nearly $43,000 in legal fees and penalties. Henry denied Weirich's request for city traffic safety records after Weirich's mother was killed in a car accident. Weirich had notified the city of her intent to sue, and Henry claimed that meant she did not have to provide the records. I'm Dan Margulies.
Senator Josh Hawley delivered a foreign policy speech yesterday at the Center for a New American Security, a bipartisan think tank that studies national security. Hawley came out swinging against what he calls China's aggression and called for the U.S. to build stronger partnerships to counter China both economically and militarily. He says some of those partnerships should be with India, Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea. The Republican senator also says leaders in the U.S. and allied countries should speak out boldly against China's crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. He called for the U.S. to reshape its military strategy in the region, particularly as China tries to exert more power over Taiwan.
So if China is able to seize Taiwan, then it will be a fait accompli. That's the scenario, I think, that we has got to be at the top of our planning to prevent. And we need to make it clear that we are able to prevent it.
After the speech, Hawley was asked about Russia and how U.S. foreign policy should approach it. He called Russia a dangerous threat that seeks dominance in the Baltic region and called upon NATO allies, particularly Germany, to do more to counter Russia. He says if the U.S. were forced to choose between countering Russian or Chinese aggression, he feels China would be the greater threat. Columbia City Manager John Glasscock announced to Carlin Seawood as the next deputy city manager yesterday. In a news release, Glasscock said Seawood was chosen because of his background in economic development, human resources, and community development. Seawood has more than 13 years of experience in local government leadership, including working as Ferguson's city manager since 2015. The University of Missouri has received a $10 million gift from the Kinder Foundation, which will be used to support two new degree programs. The university announced yesterday it will offer a bachelor's degree in constitutional democracy and a master's degree in Atlantic history and politics. The gift will support expanding faculty and staff for the new degrees. The foundation provided a $25 million gift in 2015 to establish the Kinder Institute of Constitutional Democracy. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.